Manuscript Releases, Volume 12, Numbers 921 to 999. M.R., Number 976. God, the Source of All Wisdom. Thinking for Oneself. Many are changed by every current. They wait to hear what someone else thinks, and his opinion is accepted as altogether true. If they would lean wholly upon God, they would grow strong in His strength. But they do not say to the Lord, "I cannot make any decision until I know Thy will." Their natural inclination is to allow another to be conscience for them and think for them, and they speak after He has spoken, saying what He says and acting as He acts. When these persons are placed in circumstances where they must think and act for themselves, they dare not express any settled opinion. God pities such weaklings, and yet often, like Aaron, they have much ability. Seek wisdom from God. The Lord invites us to ask of Him. Shall we turn from God's wisdom to ask of man? They may advise us to do what is best, but unless they receive their light from heaven, finite men can have no certain light to give us. The Lord is acquainted with our ignorance and darkness, and He bids us come unto Him, the source of all light and all wisdom. As a people, we have become weak and dwarfed in religious growth because we have sought the strength of finite, erring men when we might have had the strength of an unerring, infinite God. The displeasure of God is upon the churches in every conference because they do not come to Jesus and learn of Him, seeking for that wisdom which He alone can give. Ministers who have labored zealously in the work have gone prematurely to the grave because church members have clung to them, making them responsible for the work which God alone could do. They have not been able to do all that should have been done to teach the people the way of the Lord, to point them to Him who is man's sure helper. Why do we not go to the mighty helper instead of to weak, erring man? Why do we place man where God should be? Let every church member closely examine his own heart and see if he really has confidence in the promises of God. It is the absence of the grace of Christ in the heart that causes men to make wrong decisions. It leads those who have had light and rejected it to regard light as darkness. They call error truth, and truth error, because they walk in the sparks of their own kindling. God declares that such shall lie down in sorrow. The reception of the Word of God in sincerity and simplicity will renew the mind and awaken it to understand clearly the Word of God. The blindness passes away, the darkness is removed, and the true light shines forth. White Estate, Washington, D.C., March 31, 1983.